Today's Wednesday. A lot of people call it hump day. I call it Wednesday.
Guess what day it is? Live and local with Monica J on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. Guess what
day it is? I call it hump day. So whatever you call it, it's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me today. Answer our poll question at 884, not at, oh, that's the phone line. Answer today's poll question at 991fmtalk.com. Do you agree with the defunding of the World Health Organization? So far, 92% of those participating in the poll say yes. Just over 7% are saying no. So we do have some Democrats that listen. I don't. Yesterday's question, should physical distancing continue after the Chinese virus passes? 15% out there said yes. 48% said no. I'm in that group. I'm ready for the hugs. 37% says it depends on who you're with, close friends or strangers. I love hugging strangers. So that's really going to set me back some there. Hey, today we have a coronavirus update brought to you by Real Construction as we look at some of the quad county numbers, looking at what's going on here in the North State and Northern Nevada. You know the quad counties. Come on. Carson, Douglas, Lyon, Story. 49 total cases out of those four counties. 11 people have already recovered. Zero deaths in Carson, Douglas, Lyon, and Story. And get this, their hospitals are not swamped and they're running out of stuff. Don't believe the hype. There have been 14 deaths here in Northern Nevada in Washoe County. And 427 active cases. Only 34 people hospitalized. So when you're hearing all of these horror stories on the news, it's not here. 24/7 availability if you need your home or business secured from vandalism or looters, that is here. Real Construction can handle the job for you at 359-0700. Let's go to the phone lines now, 884-9910. Check in with one of my favorite people, Jim Peckham. He is the executive director of Friends and Service Helping right here in Northern Nevada. NVFish.com if you would like to help out. But Jim, first off, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. You call it hump day. I call it food drive day. That's right. We're sitting out here at Carson City Toyota. They've been kind enough to do a lot of advertising for us to try and help us keep up with the demand. We're seeing huge numbers of people getting laid off from the casinos and the restaurants and whatnot, and we're doing our best to keep them all fed, both in our dining room and through our three food banks. So anybody that is driving around that can swing in, drop off some food, drop off some money, go online, whatever. Help us out.
If you have those back stocks of toilet paper, I guess it hasn't hit Carson too hard because I have a couple of friends who went into Costco and were able to get toilet paper. But Jim, I mean, honestly, how is this affecting what you do with the numbers? I mean, how has that changed?
Yeah. Well, the biggest impact, we are seeing a surge of people that we haven't seen in either in years or haven't ever seen before because of the needs. And then it's our thrift stores and our fundraisers, which help us to make all this happen because we get our funding from the community as opposed to from the government. Mm-hmm. They've all become non-essential. So we have no income flow outside of the donations that people are dropping off and sending to us. And the workload is increased, and certainly the amount of sanitizing, and you know we've got to keep up with gloves and masks and all those things as well to keep ourselves safe as well as others, and so it's just a challenge from every direction.
Well, Jim, one of the other challenges on that is you are, a lot of people donate to you because you are not taking government funds. You're independent. You get to make your decisions. And with government funds comes red tape. With this continuing to go on, if you don't get the local up in donations, will you have to take federal money?
My answer, the simple answer is no. The community sees what we do. I mean, we focus on people who start out hopeless, and we provide the hope, and then we provide services around that to keep them taking the steps that are needed to be self-sufficient. And we're not a one-size-fits-all like the government wants us to be. We don't have to spend our money on new databases to track 14 different genders. When I first got here, probably 40% of our budget came from government funding, and I determined it was more work than it was worth, more bureaucracy. They would change funding things, so as soon as you got used to particular grants that would come our way, they would stop providing them. They would say, oh, yeah, we're going to concentrate on something else. So for us to continue to be sustainable, we just have to work within the community. They give us a report card every day as to how much support we get. And so far, the support's been wonderful. In fact, QuickSpace just came by a little earlier today, and they loaded us up with three huge bins of toilet paper. So we'll add that to the message as well.
So you don't need toilet paper. Don't worry about that. What is your biggest need besides cash donations, of course, because you can buy a lot easier than the average person? I mean, boy, I feel like I'm always, you know, saving money when I go to the big, you know, like Costco and Sam's Club, but you get even better deals. So
we tell people that, you know, if they spend $100 at Costco or someplace to help us, and, you know, thank you for doing that. But we can probably buy 2 to 3 times more because we're buying it by the pallet load. But right now, we are running short on gloves, medium and large size gloves. Thank you. I just got another check with someone driving by.
Nice.
The other thing is canned meat. So it's protein items. It'd be tuna, cans of chili, or cans of ravioli, canned fruit. It's another big thing. Right now we're doing pretty good on peanut butter, which is normally something we're asking for. And that's another advantage when people do give us cash or, you know, a financial donation. Last week we might have been low on peanut butter. Well, this week we're low on something else. And so it just helps us to be able to provide what's needed.
I'm going to throw another meat out there for you for protein, because we always talk about tuna. But let me tell you, you can buy canned chicken now, and I live by that canned chicken. I make chicken tacos with it. I put it in salads. It is just incredible what you can do with this canned chicken. So that you can get in just, you know, stack loads of, or if you've already got it in your pantry, it's called sharing. But really, you just hit the nail on the head right there, Jim, with thanking that person who dropped off a check. Because the credit card companies are not giving any relief that I have seen. And you get a processing fee. So if you can take time out of your day, get in the car, and drive to Carson City Toyota right there on Carson Street and drop off a check, it is so much better for Fish. It is way better. And they're going to get more money out of it, or cash.
Yep, absolutely. We, in fact, since we've been on the phone, I don't know what it's been, 2 minutes, I've got 4 checks in my hand and a stack of 20s. So people are listening to you. Again, that's all very helpful. We appreciate this community, and we focus on providing a hand up, not a handout. People actually have to want to change their life, and if we can help them change their behaviors, we know we can change their life, and that's kind of our focus too. And if we've got somebody that isn't motivated to do anything different, fine, go take advantage of some other services around. But if you really want to to make an impact on your life and change some behaviors, we'll provide all the support systems we can to make that happen. So
Jim,
not just food.
How long are you going to be at Carson City Toyota today?
We got here at 9. We leave at 4.
Leave at 4. Okay, so please get there before 4 o'clock.
Yeah, and every day, Monday through Friday, I'm in the office that's right behind the Carson Thrift Store, and you might have to knock on the door, but we can take donations from that standpoint. Our thrift store is starting to take some drop-off donations, clothing, furniture, that sort of thing, from 2 until 5, Monday through Friday, just so that we've got enough stuff in the thrift store once it is able to reopen. So those kinds of donations are helpful as well.
All right. Jim Peckham, Northern Nevada Fish, stop by before 4 o'clock today, Carson City Toyota on Carson Street, or you can just log on. NVFish.com gives you all the information you need. Jim, bless you and your entire staff. I know this is hard to do, but it's all about the community coming together. So we really appreciate your time and what you're doing for the community.
Thank you so much for your support and for all the listeners.
Thanks, Jim. All right, let's go back to the phone lines quickly and check in with Bruce, 884-9910. Hi, Bruce. You want to talk about our rights being violated?
Oh, Monica, if you're looking at everything that's going on across the country here, especially in Michigan right now, oh, my gosh. It's not just our governor that's out of control. It's governors all over the country are just running with this panic over coronavirus and infringing on not just First Amendment, but Second, Fourth Amendment. I mean, the problem as I see it, Monica, is most people don't know really what their rights are.
Yeah,
it's pretty easy to take somebody's...
We haven't even talked about your right to a fair and speedy trial. You know how many trials have been put on hold or haven't even had dates set now because of this? So much for that speedy trial.
Well, it's pretty easy to stomp on somebody's rights if they don't know what they are. Our buddy DJ Jones has asked me to do the Constitution classes for him virtually. And I have agreed to do that every Wednesday at 6 p.m. And if anybody wants to...
Now, I thought DJ moved the Constitution classes to Thursday. Did he move them back to Wednesday?
Well, he did he asked me to do that on Wednesday because he really liked the Wednesday evening classes. He did the Thursday evening because the folks at Shields decided that they needed their classrooms on Wednesdays. So they moved him to Thursdays.
Okay, so that's for that was just for
Shields.
the in-person classes. Okay.
Yes. But we'll be doing the Constitution classes are not over with. They're not done. We're still doing them. It's Wednesday at 6 p.m. Anybody that wants to learn about what their rights are and the history behind the Constitution, join us on Zoom. You can contact me at 1 Nevada Patriot at gmail.com, and I'll be happy to give you all the information for the Constitution class and, of course, the Nevada Patriot meeting. We're going to have James Settlemyer join us to talk about the silence on the part of our Republican representatives in what's going on lately. It's going to be a real interesting discussion.
Make sure you ask him if he has signed the recall petition, because all of these elected representatives that say they're going to sign it are backing out and not signing it. So even though, we need to hold these people's feet to the fire.
You betcha, and that is, if nobody else asks that question, I've got it in my pocket, and it will be asked of him. You know, when we did the caravan protest in our vehicles on Sunday, I had my recall Sisolak banner on the back of my truck. Monica, there were eight people that were in that caravan that hadn't signed a petition and were clamoring over one another to get to me when we stopped there at the Walmart parking lot in on Damani Ranch. Yeah, they wanted to sign that petition.
Yeah. Bruce, I'm going to have you hang on the line here for just a minute. I want to extend our conversation, but I got to take a quick break here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
99.1 FM Talk. This is Talk Radio. The original social media, KKFT.
It's the Monica J. Show here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. 884-9910 if you've got something that you'd like to say today. Bruce on the line with Nevada Patriots. Bruce, I have to lecture you. And I don't
sorry,
know.
Say again?
I have to lecture you. And I don't know if you know this, but because I was on the bandwagon with everybody else, and because it is a decent service, except for the schools have turned down Zoom because of, I guess they're not that secure. And so somebody just sent me an email that said, you might want to do a little research on Zoom. Zoom is a Chinese-owned company, and it's really surprising who is on a part of the group. You probably don't recognize the name, but Zoom's chief marketing officer is Janine Pelosi. And wow. right now, if you go to Barron's.com, Barron's is a wonderful financial site, Barron's.com. Zoom, the stocks have soared. And let's see, Mr. Yoon and all the other stockholders are making probably close to between $17 and $35 million because they're selling their stocks in Zoom. They've gone from $36 a share when they originally opened up, and now they're over, let's see, $100, and it looks like it's getting close to $140 per share. So I think we might need to find something else for video conferencing that is not a Chinese unsecure company that business that those in charge have the name connected to Pelosi.
Oh, Monica, thank you so very much for the education. I will be researching another platform. I don't support anything Chinese ever, never have, never will. Unfortunately, this week, I'm going to have to stick with what I've already scheduled for everybody. I will be researching another platform.
Yeah, this is something
that... Not only do I not want to put any money in the Chinese pockets, but I don't suppose I have to tell you how I feel about the Pelosi clan.
Yeah, it's... It's interesting. I am so glad that somebody turned me on to this as well, because this is factual. This is not fake news. This is from Barron's.com, a highly praised financial site. So it we have to be careful that it seems like everything comes out of China nowadays, and with these sites not being secure, it just makes me wonder what kind of information they're getting from them as well, because a lot of the Republican groups, Mount Rose Republican Women's, Nevada Patriots, but all these other groups are using Zoom as well, and I think we need to stop that and get the word out there.
I agree with you 100%. Well, Monica, this is why I always listen to your show, because I get good factual information that you're not going to find anywhere else.
You suck up. All right, Bruce, I'll let you go. I know you're doing other stuff, but you know that's how we have to pay attention to what's going on right now, the big picture, not just how it's affecting us, but it how it is affecting the change of how we do business, how we conduct even just, you know, conversations with each other. It's really important to know who's behind the scenes pulling the strings. So, Bruce, thank you so much. I appreciate your time, and I appreciate all that you do with Nevada Patriots. If you want to get with Bruce...
Well, we appreciate you.
Thank you, sweetheart. If you want to get with Bruce and find out more about what Nevada Patriots do, please, that's the digit one, number one, just the digit one, NevadaPatriot@gmail.com. All right. We're going to take a Fox News update break right now, and we will be back with another piece of very interesting information for you that you might not know, this time concerning your entertainment. Everything you're listening to, watching, movies, TVs, you're just being programmed. Right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Live streaming at 991FMTalk.com.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada. KKFT 99.1.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. Doesn't matter where you're coming from. Doesn't matter where you're going. But remember, you got to eat well. A lot of people still working out there, even though we've had record numbers for unemployment. And you got to make sure that you're getting those good, healthy meals and also satisfying those sweet tooths and those cravings. So we've got JP on the line from Pinocchio's giving us some great specials for lunch and dinner. Hey, JP.
How are you? Happy hump day.
Happy hump day.
Okay, today for lunch, we have a drunken steak wrap and a spinach wrap, healthy and good for you. That's today for lunch. Tonight for dinner, we're going to do a pasta Bourbon Street, a little bit of New Orleans right here in Reno, Nevada. And then for you healthy ones, we're going to go chicken and veggies. That's chicken over clean veggies, clean eating, and put some balsamic vinegar on there.
Ooh.
The giveaway tonight, if you mention either one of those, it's hump day, right? So you got to kind of get over the hump. Let's go with a six-pack of Sierra Nevada beer.
Well, you know Jerry Evans is going to be there now for that great deal. So that's perfect. You can go through Facebook at Pinocchio's Bar and Grill, or you can call that number directly, right, JP?
That's correct, 826-5151. And with every order over $40 tonight, a six-pack of Sierra Nevada beer.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. Thank you for keeping us sane and healthy with all that good food. JP from Pinocchio's. And, you know, we do have to stay happy and healthy. And a lot of that has to do with keeping our brains busy and working. Some people have compromised immune systems, and so they need to work from home. Well, Ken has an awesome idea about that. Let's check in with Ken at 884-9910. Ken, what are your thoughts on all those call center jobs?
Well, you know, I listened very attentively to the gentleman from the state, but what occurred to me is that the state has, and counties and cities for that matter, have literally across the state, probably thousands of employees that are on full pay. Certainly, I know all teachers are right now. Mm-hmm. And it would seem to me if we just need a very basic level of communication for a person to be able to call in, ask a few questions, be it your self-employed folks that you were talking about this morning, or be it unemployed folks, surely some of these people could be trained in a day or two to answer some very basic questions and then assist their fellow Nevadans and still draw their paycheck.
You know, Ken, I think that's an absolutely awesome idea because you've got people over at like Rudy's Plumbing in at Tahoe. Okay, plumbing company doing the plastics and things like that. What do? If business is down, they turn into making face shields for the hospital that are so desperately needed. There are companies all across this country that are saying, you know what, this is what you normally do, but we're going to move you over here so we can keep you employed and keep you productive. That's the thing about our government, is it's not productive. It's not about production. It's not about keeping people busy and moving them around into a position that, you know, can be worked just because it's different. You know, here Biden says, you know, oh gosh, coal miners, learn how to code. Well, guess what? People that are still getting paychecks, our money from the government, can figure out something else to do. Man a call center, just like you came up with. Ken, you're awesome. Thank you so much for listening. And wow, you need to be in government, because that's a hell of an idea. Let's go back to the phone lines at 884-9910 and check in with Linda this morning. Hi, Linda. What's on your mind?
Hi, Monica. Yeah, I was wanting to talk to you about the Recall Sisalak movement. We have a lot of elderly that are staying home. They need to stay home because of their health system or situation, and immune people.
Right.
And we're trying to get the word out that we've set up a site on our website at fightfornevada.com, where they can message us and we can email them a petition that they can download, print out in their home, sign it, take it to get it notarized, or have a family member get it notarized, and mail it back to us so they don't ever have to come out to a table to sign.
Linda, what about, has anybody thought about having a courier, a runner, that they take on the response?
Well, in our rules, we don't have that ability. And see, the rules are the ones that are getting hit the hardest with the elderly being stuck at home.
Right.
Clark and Washoe have been great at stepping up. They're all coming online because we have several different size petitions that they can request on through our website. They can. We have a 10-count signature, 15, 25, 50, and 100. We've had several from Clark County request 100-count signature petitions. So they're really stepping up in the bigger cities, but the rural areas with the elderly, they're staying closed away and not coming out. And so we're falling behind on our signature counts and the rules as well. And we came up with this idea and put it online on our website last Friday.
So has it been verified? Because when you have something notarized, if the elderly person, because of their compromised system, can't get to the signing location to sign one of the ones that are out there, how are they going to get to the notary? Because you have to sign that you are taking responsibility for this paper, for this petition, in front of the notary. So I'm confused how this is working.
Well, what we were looking at is, how many elderly do you know that don't have somebody checking on them?
Yeah.
They mostly have somebody that comes by and checks on them, so they could print it out. And even if they have the other person on the other side of the door, they can watch them sign it, hand it through the door to that friend, and that friend can go notarize it because they witnessed the signature.
Okay. Yeah, as long as the signing process is being done right, because I know
sure
I had to correct a lot of people signing that
no,
you can't cross over that, you can't do this. So
I
think that you should also bring that up, that we need to have a courier who will take responsibility and just drive around. There are a lot of people who are bored out there right now, just, you know, staying at home. So this is something that could be done as well. You know, let people say,
we can check.
Yeah, let people call in and say, hey, I want to sign it. I can't leave my house. Can you have somebody, you know, bring it over? I'll sign it in front of them, and there you go. So we need to come up with a courier, too. So, Linda, I got to let you go, but everything that you need is right there at fightfornevada.com. We've got to get Sisalak out, and if we don't have your signature, then we can't do it. Let's go back to the phone lines at 884-9910 and check in with Randall from Silver Springs. Hi, Randall.
Hello, Monica J. I was this. I'm a junkie. I listen to Coast AM, and at 10 o'clock and at night or 10:30, they had someone there that was talking about the medical corruption of the COVID-19 virus, the pandemic. So medical industrial complex, big cover up, and they had and that doctor that was talking, that's one of her close advisors of the president, the man, Anthony
Dr. Fauci.
Fauci. Yes. He needs to be locked up in federal prison.
Well, you know, there are a lot of people that believe that because he is famous, he's renowned, but he also downplayed the coronavirus in January when it started to pick up steam and has worked very closely with the Obama administration, with Pelosi, and with all these other people, and especially the Clintons. And so I wonder who he is really, you know, working for. But remember, he is just an advisor to the president. The president is still making his own decisions. He is listening to what they're saying, and he's letting Fauci put his neck out on the line. I think the president knows exactly what he's doing, having Fauci out there in front. So we're going to keep our fingers crossed, and we're going to get through this, but I have a feeling that there's more at play. Okay, because we had so many people call in, at the top of the hour there, or at the bottom of the hour, we swing up. I didn't get a chance to get to the entertainment industry. If you do anything for me, if you trust me in any single way, if you don't believe what I say, I ask you to do one thing, whether you like me or not. I want you to look at a documentary that I can't post on my Facebook, or I can't post on the website for you to go watch, because it has the first thing that starts out is FBI warning of the rebroadcast of this. So please go to YouTube or go online and look up Out of the Shadows.com. That's their official site. Out of the Shadows.com. This is a documentary. It is created by people who work in the industry of Hollywood. It is online for you to watch. It is about an hour and 15 minutes. But let me tell you, it is an hour and 15 minutes that will change your life. It will open your eyes to something that is so egregious to every single human being, not just American, but human being. But most importantly, from here on out, it is going to change every movie, every television show, every song, and every book you listen to from here on out. And I'm not talking about the horror movie that was put out in 2016. Out of the Shadows. It's 1 hour and 17 minutes, 1 hour and 18 minutes. Please, it's on YouTube. See it for yourself. And I'll post the name and the link, but I just can't post the actual video. This coronavirus update brought to you by Real Construction. We have had 14 deaths now here in Washoe County. But you know what? Out of 432 active cases, 32 people have been hospitalized. Only 32 people. And 103 people have recovered. As we take a look at the Quad Counties, Carson, Douglas, Lyon, and Story, they're up to 49 cases, still no cases at all in Story. And no deaths out of all four of the counties there. Statewide, 131. Do not think that I am being disrespectful by saying only. I am saying only because this shutdown of this economy still does not even come close to the deaths we see every single day from cancer, from car accidents, from pedestrians being hit, from the flu, from tuberculosis, and a whole lot of other things. Keep that in mind when you watch Out of the Shadows documentary. I'm Monica Jay, and I will be back right after this to wrap up the show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Audience participation suggested. KKFT is Nevada's Fox News FM Talk station. 99.1 KKFT. KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show, your show. Live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada at 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Log on to our website today, 991fmtalk.com. Answer today's poll question. Do you agree with the defunding of the World Health Organization? So far, looking at the numbers, we have 83%, almost 83.5% voting yes. Way to go, Mr. President. 11% of those participating so far say no. Nope, don't agree with that. But then we've got another one on there that somebody decided to post. Yes, and NATO too. Time the Europeans stand on their own or at least pay way more for their safety. I like that one too. But as we pay in close to $400 million into WHO, the World Health Organization, who is standing their ground, worshiping China, China pays in $40 million. Once again, there's those disparities, sorry, having a problem with my tongue today, of what it costs the U.S. to support everybody else. I love, love, love my listeners. I have already been corrected instantly because people know what I'm talking about. It's Out of Shadows. Out of Shadows. Drop the. So I went in and I double checked this for myself, and I even checked it with someone who is way smarter than I am. Warning, federal law allows citizens to reproduce, distribute, or exhibit portions of copyrighted motion pictures, videotapes, or video discs under certain circumstances without authorization of the copyright holder. If you look at the FBI warning, you have to read it that it is at the beginning of this video. Okay? It is allowing you fair use for teaching, for news reporting. It does not infringe on the copyright. So share, share, share. I will have as long as you don't charge money, just share it with your friends, your family. Make everybody watch it. And make sure you download it because sites like YouTube are deleting things like this. Anything that truly sheds a light on what's going on, especially with Hollywood elites and the government elites, it's going to disappear. So get it, download it onto your computer, and make sure your friends and family see it. It's important that we start sharing this kind of information. It's easily researched. It's easily verified. Now you just have to wake up and open your eyes to see the horrendous acts that have been perpetrated against you. And I'm not saying this to scare you. I'm saying this for you to get off of your butts and take some action. Because I love you. I pray for you. We are in this together. And we will make the difference. Together. On 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Mwah.